Well, first, Matty, the move to Barnsley. Why did you decide to join the Tykes?
I just think that the way that the lads have been playing, the fact that, you know, the lads, the club are really overachieving, and they're overachieving for a reason, because they've got such a good squad, such a good ethic, such a good group of young lads that are hungry. And also the manager, once I spoke to the manager, I felt like that this was the club that, you know, could take me back to where I needed to be.
Of course, the Championship is a league you know so well, and I suppose that's the thing you can give that experience on of having the success.
Yeah, hopefully, yeah. I mean, obviously I had the heartache of the playoffs when we got beat off Watford in the semi-finals. But then the year after we got automatic promotion, and it was a really good thing to be part of, and hopefully I can bring some sort of knowledge to this team, and hopefully, you know, they can help me as well, and obviously hopefully I can keep learning. Never dare to dream.
And when you're looking at Conor Hourihan, obviously, who's now left the club, that is a position which you'll be hoping to fill, and you know just how much he did for that side, so it's something you must be looking forward to.
Obviously I know that he did really well. He was the captain of the side, and you know, obviously he's left to go to Aston Villa, and hopefully I can fill that slot and do my best for Barnsley, and hopefully, you know, if selected for the next few games, I can try and impress and put my authority on that position.
And for yourself, obviously last season with Leicester, it must have been a bittersweet one for you, because you had that injury and yet you saw the team do so well.
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you know, I'm not going to lie, it was very, very difficult to watch it happening, and couldn't be a part of it. No matter how hard I tried, it was impossible for me, you know, to get back. I had the heartache of having to deal with, you know, one or two setbacks in my injury that I originally had. But it's all part and parcel of being a professional footballer, and hopefully it's made me stronger as a person and stronger as a player, both physically and mentally.
And have you noticed with Leicester kind of the standards kind of raising a little bit? Obviously last season, you know, what happened was incredible, but this season the team in the Champions League, you know, being in that position.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is no doubt that teams have started to take note of Leicester. You know, last year I think it was, you know, Leicester, you know, they're doing well, but I think they'll take the foot off the gas and, you know, they haven't got the experience. It was all that kind of talk, whereas we kept winning games last year. This season I think teams have tried to put up a more of a defensive shape against us and not let us be as attacking as we were last year. But, you know, we've got to be good enough to try and adapt. I think the Champions League is obviously a new thing for the club, an amazing achievement, and, you know, possibly explain its toll, but, you know, we'll be, you know, good enough to stay in the league this season.
And when you're looking at next season, for now, is it a case that you feel you'll be at Barnsley on loan and then next season you'll be back at Leicester?
Yeah, I mean, for the time being, all I'm thinking about is playing well for Barnsley and doing my bit for this football club. You know, they've shown great belief in me, in taking me on loan. You know, obviously, it was a club that obviously I had high regards for, especially over the last, you know, kind of 12, 15 months. And it's just basically not focusing on too far ahead in the future, taking it, you know, day by day, game by game for Barnsley, and then I'll cross that bridge in the summer with Leicester.
And when you're looking at your aims right now, is it just a case that you just want to get as many minutes on the pitch as possible for the Tykes?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a difficult time in terms of games. You know, obviously, I want to try and get games in this loan spell with Barnsley. Hopefully, if I can, you know, put my stamp of authority on my position and try and play as many games as I can, hopefully the gaffer will select me more and more, and I can get minutes. And like I say, everyone kind of gets the best out of this loan spell.